regular meeting of the Board of Directors of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District this Thursday, March 8th, 2018. MJ?
Director Torlakson?
Here.
Director Garcia?
Here.
Director Hoagland?
Here.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Here.
Director Hudson?
Here. Let's do the Pledge of Allegiance. Why don't you pass here?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
That's not very nice, is it? I'm looking for an approval of the agenda.
I move we approve the agenda as presented.
I'll second that.
Okay.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Number four, consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Anybody want to pull anything?
I move that we approve the consent calendar as this.
I second.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Five, presentations. We have a presentation by Ms. Tina Gonzalez representing Golden State Water Company. Welcome, Tina.
Hey, Tina. Hi, how are you guys?
Good.
I heard at our tariffs. So I'll pass them out. My name is Tina Gonzalez with Golden State Water Company. Hi, Deb.
Hi, Tina.
On the board. I'll go over our tariffs that's been effective since January 1st of 2018. I think I've printed this one. Okay. You good? Doug? How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you.
See you.
Mary Jane? You definitely need a pen.
Thank you.
Am I got one for you? Yes, you want. So I was asked to go over the rates. They are approved by the California Public Utilities Commission, so I don't know, Doug, if you've had any questions or what exactly you're asking, but I can tell you since September and October, which is really nice, that the surcharges have dropped off. So for the commercial part, which would be in Ambrose's more concerned, the non-residential rates. I don't know if Mary Jane, you've noticed.
Yes,
you did.
I did, yes.
All the surcharges have dropped off, and I can't remember which month for residential, but one is residential is 18%, and 18% for residential and 17% for commercial, non-residential, same thing. So that was almost, for the Randall Bull treatment plant, that was like a dollar, so there's a significant drop. So that's nice, and nothing has changed since last June when we filed every 3 years required by the California Public Utilities Commission to file a three-year rate case. So we did file last June, but we do expect that the federal tax reduction to go straight to customers as soon as it's approved. So I don't know what else we have. We have all the rates. This is what we put in our office, mostly for residential, but we do have our tariffs. If you look on the first page, is the residential tariff. But if you look at the fourth page, the non-residential meter service, this would be the Ambrose's, because for the residentials, they have a three-tier. The average bill for a family of four is approximately 8 CCFs per month. So they have a first tier of 0 to 8, and then the second tier of 6, and anything over 14 is the third tier rate, if you look on the first page.
Right.
But for most of them, for the non-residential, would be the $5.64. So for the parks, that would be the non-residential rate. And then, of course, depending on the meter size, that's what your service charge, depends on the size of the meter, whether it's a 5/8, 3/4, 1 inch, 1.5, or 2 inch, which I don't believe, no, we did have a 4 inch, but Now you have your own. Pardon?
Yeah, Lynbrook, yeah.
Lynbrook, we have a new neighbor, but we turned it off since then.
Right.
You guys had your own.
Yeah.
So there's no service charge. I don't think there's any, except for the two-inch meter. That's your largest meter size, right?
I think so.
I'm pretty sure for the full memorial, we call it 125 Memorial Way. And then here, is there any questions I can answer?
So, Madam Chair, I guess I have a couple. The first one is, why is there not available to us an agricultural or a rate other than commercial? And the second one would be, as a community member, how can we get Golden State to help us with our pool?
Can't answer that question. You mean with the pool, the amount of water that's provided the pool? I don't think that Golden State's ever, I think, I remember when my kids learned how to swim. I think it was, you guys were always a customer for the pool, right?
Yeah.
You know, there was always the same rate, and that was for 30 years. I don't think actually we have in our tariffs where there's an agricultural, it's just a resident, non-residential, and, you know, industrial, commercial. I mean, I could find out, you know, for agriculture, all last one of those questions and do that. But I imagine there would be a long proceeding for, you know, to put it into rates if they were to enact it. But I don't know why there's no agriculture. I think it falls under commercial and industrial. I don't know if any that have agriculture, I mean, pays attention. We've never had it that I know of. And we don't have reclaimed water, so it's domestic water. It's not like, you know, Delta Diablo is just starting reclaimed water, so that's.
Right, well, that's what, it's hard for people to understand that what we're watering the yards with is the same water that's coming out of the drinking tap. And so that's why the water bills are as high as they are here.
But if we went agriculture and non-reclaimed, it's very, very expensive to retreat that. So in doing something like that where we're selling you for $5.63, 750 gallons, that would really increase the cost. So I imagine that's one of the reasons, but I could find out definitely why we don't have agriculture. It's all about write that down. Agriculture is, I don't know, Steve. But I would think it's because, you know, the treatment of that would be really expensive for the offset of what it costs for 750. But I get what you're saying. Why would you throw treated water on grass?
Right.
But, you know, I'll ask. Is there any other questions?
Anybody else? Thank you so much for coming tonight, Tina. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. No, my pleasure.
It's nice to see you.
You too. Everyone too. Thank you, Doug. We appreciate Ambrose's support of you for our senior, this will be the fourth year. So we look forward to doing that. And I'll find out for you, Stephen. Should I email the board or email Doug?
Just Doug.
Thank you.
Great, thank you.
Thanks, Tina. All right, moving on to number six, the general manager's report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We did have a cleanup at the community garden last Saturday. 18 people showed up despite the inclement weather that we had. It was nice and bright and cheery in the morning. In the afternoon, it got pretty wet. But they made significant progress in cleaning up that. And in anticipation to the grand reopening, which is scheduled for March 17th, and that'll be at 10 a.m. with the ribbon cutting should be arriving around 10:30 a.m. So, of course, all the board members are invited to attend that. I've been working on the request for proposal for landscape maintenance and kind of refining that. Again, the board directed me to issue an RFP for that service, and hopefully I'll get that out sometime at the end of this month or early April with the anticipation of having somebody on board in June. So the contract would come to the board for board approval in June or a May meeting. So that's all I have.
All right, moving on to legal matters, and we have none. And now 8, public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Do we have any? All right, number eight, Board Matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the Chair. Please address the Board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A, consider a request from the Bay Point Historical Society to automatically turn over documents to the Historical Society after a designated period of time. Do you want to present first?
Yeah, I will. Just briefly, I've been meeting with the members of the Historical Society, and they've made a request that there be a policy that triggers some automatic turnover of items of historical significance from the district to the Historical Society. This was asked previously in July 1st, 2010, as you will notice in the staff report, at which point the board agreed that the policy would be the general manager would have discretion of what documents in compliance with our records retention policy, that the general manager would have the discretion to turn over any documents or historical artifacts to the Historical Society. And that's kind of the way that the district has been operating. You see that it is consistent with the language that is in our records retention policy, but the Historical Society has made a request to revisit that. And we have representatives from the Historical Society here with us this evening.
Do we have any request to speak forms from any of you folks on this item? Okay, so bring it back to the board. Anybody have any comments?
I guess my first question, Madam Chair, is cost of the district. It looks like if we set it as a policy that there's a blanket delivery of product, that there's going to be a regulated staff time that's going to be have to be front. Am I wrong?
There would be, if there were, it depends on what would trigger it. If there is a time trigger that would require staff to collect information at that particular time and turn it over to the Historical Society. So I would assume that there would be some staff time that would be required. Right now, and really the difficulty is the bandwidth in being able to do something like this. You know, going through and figuring out, you know, what's in compliance with our records retention policy, what is, you know, we would consider historically significant documents, and retrieving those and having staff actually go through the files and getting that information. The Historical Society has graciously offered to provide some of that labor, but the problem is with that is some of these documents are protected information, and we're not sure where that information lies with personnel records, anything else that is protected items. So it would be a little bit labor intensive. And what I've communicated is that the board is and the district is very interested in keeping the history of the district available for the public, and to ensure that these historical documents, you know, continue forward from generation to generation. You know, we're willing to, you know, turn over, you know, what we deem to be appropriate to the Historical Society, and be happy to continue to work with them. There are times and occasions that I come across a document that, you know, actually would fall into the category of being able to be turned over to the Historical Society, and I've offered that to them. They just recently retrieved, it was, I don't know, was it a couple items, or was it just the phone booth that you guys picked up? Oh, the sundial. Thank you.
Yeah.
So we had a couple of items that we were able to turn over to them, and so, you know, that's.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so anyway, and that's I think that's the spirit that the board directed staff in 2010. So that's how we've been operating.
Well, Madam Chair, that's my concern is that it you know, we have such a small district that if we say we're going to set a policy where it's on whatever the trigger is, whatever trigger it is, it's going to mean that one of like four people is going to have to stop their district work to do that work on historical records. And I'm not sure that we have that time available without, I mean, we certainly have it available. They're here in those hours, but if they're not doing, you know, if they're doing that, what else is being let go that would come back to bite us? Timelines.
Madam Chair, I'm comfortable with what we have right now, actually. We are a government agency, and I think it is to our discretion what items we should keep. And I think I trust the general manager in his decision and what he could share with, we could give to the Bayfront Historical Society. So I'm comfortable with the current situation.
I used to be a member of the Historical Society, and I think it's very important that we do keep historical records, but I agree with May. I think that what's written in policy, it's the way to go. We could go ahead and turn over items that, like you said, that fine. Nothing's wrong.
I think it's very important to give this society, the historical society, the things that we can, but the things that are private. And as he said, that you know he could go through it and find out what he can give them and what he can't. But I think it's very important for them to have the documents. But it is his discretion because some of the things probably are private, right? So I'll have to agree it should go with him with his own discrepancy, whatever he feels is right.
If we want to keep the policy as it stands now, do we need to ask for any kind of motion? Or do you know if we're not going to change anything?
No.
So do I have a motion?
It's just your motion would be included, and you can make it a motion in the form of the recommendation, which is to maintain the existing procedure.
Do I have that?
Madam Chair, I'll make a motion that we maintain the existing procedure, allowing the general manager's discretion to determine which and when documents we donated and the work cooperatively with the Historical Society.
Okay. I second.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Lopez Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye. Okay. Public hearing, we have none. Closed session, we have none. 12 committee reports, board comments, and items for next month's agenda. Each board member is given the opportunity to report on committee assignments or make individual comments. What say you, people?
I'll start down here.
Yes.
Madam Chair, thank you very much. I'm excited to tell you that Doug and I went to Superintendent Torlakson's Breakfast of Champions, and that Randy was presented a certificate, and so we're very proud of him and the work that him and that he and the Teen Center kids do. And as I told Randy at the breakfast, it's awful that the staff reports from him come out with such amazing pictures of food,
right.
Because I'm not tasting any. You know, there's just something wrong about that. I think if you give a picture, there should be something edible there to. But he doesn't seem to think that same. You know, but they're doing a great job, and I just want to acknowledge that he was acknowledged and given credit for his work.
That's very cool.
And General Manager, thank you very much for the staff's work on the parks. It's amazing. Again, you know, I drive by Newt every single day. I have a feeling he must know what time I come because he tries to get there early enough to be there when I take the kids to school. So it is amazing to see that we have people out there making sure that our parks look great first thing in the morning, and we do have staff that care about how we present our product to the community, so it makes a difference, so.
I also want to comment, I believe, I don't know where I heard it from, but that about the bathrooms at our parks, I went to Concord and I went around to several of their parks. A lot of them don't have bathrooms. They don't even have water things. So I was like, on that question there, I was like, the bathrooms, and I asked one of the gentlemen that came out, I introduced myself to him, and I asked him, how come you guys don't have a bathroom? He goes, oh, we can't do that because of the homeless. We tried to do that, but the homeless go in there and they just tear up the place. They said even the one over there off of, oh, what's the name of it, Grant, I think it's on Grant, there's a little park, but he says there's four bathrooms, four toilets, but it's all like a prison. And he goes, every time we put lights in there, they break them out, and it's always, the toilets are always bloody. The sink is always, you know, full of whatever's in there. And he goes, and it's really a sad, but that's really the only one that they have to go every single day and clean it and unplunge it and do whatever. And it's costing them more with the bathrooms that are open than what it is to, you know, put more bathrooms into other park areas. And I said, oh, okay. And I said, oh, I was just asking, you know. But I just noticed that, and I just wanted to bring it to our attention that, you know, a lot of the Concord place, I will do Pittsburgh too, you know, but I just felt like we should all know that a lot of places don't have bathrooms or water coming out. So just wanted to put it out there.
That we're doing a good service.
Yeah,
like,
I think we're providing bathrooms.
And
yes, but... It's like a lot of them, but ours are really nice and clean.
Yeah.
I really have to say that. It's very nice and clean, and I was really proud to say that about it. I said, hey, you know, because you see garbage, the cans are overfilling. You can't help it, but, you know, I just noticed that they're nice. They're very, very clean. Very
cool.
Proud of us.
Nice.
But anyway, I just want to put that out there.
Director Garcia?
A couple of things. I want to apologize for not showing up for our last meeting. I was actually next door till about 6, and then I completely forgot. I went home, and it wasn't until the next day that our chair said, why weren't you at the meeting? I was like, oh, what meeting? And I'm like, oh. So that's number one.
Senior.
Yes. Anyway, the second thing is, like you mentioned earlier, make sure that we all show up to the opening of the garden, the reopening. I think the flyer says from 9 to 11, and I was talking to Jasmine, and I asked her if I could bring things to plant that day after, if it was a good day. She said that would be really nice to do that, because then people will see that it's starting. It's not like, so... You know, hope all of you can make it. And then on the Easter,
the first,
the egg hunt, that's the 31st or Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, are we having? Is it going to have pancakes?
I don't know.
But they had more stalls last year. They had a food stall. They had a fruit stall.
So there was no pancakes last year?
I don't believe there were pancakes.
There's lots of food, but not pancakes. And they're going to pre-prepare the food this year so the lions don't get so long this year. So they're going to be food, but I don't remember pancakes.
Well, I think because of the stove.
So, and lastly, I wanted to ask, I know that I attended this park meetings, workshops, and I wanted to go to the second one, but I missed it. We've been so busy doing taxes that everything is just crazy. But so I didn't go, and I kind of wanted to follow up on, so what's next? You know, are they going to come visit us at any time, or are they just going to deal with you or the group that's working on that work, on those workshops?
They're going to synthesize all the information and put it in a form of a report and present the report to staff, for staff to review, and then hopefully present it to the board after the staff has had comments. So
they're not going to come to the board?
They are going to come to the board.
They are?
Yeah, after the after staff has reviewed the report.
Okay.
Madam Chair, can I answer that? Because I did go, and I think that it was a great meeting in the sense that there was an awful lot of give and take. Nobody was shut down. They started off with they were going to have three options, and I think they ended up with five or six. And so they really, truly were trying to listen to everyone. The problem is going to be that their number one thing that they can all see, Ambrose Park is their number one park, and Lynbrook is their second park. And in both of those, they think there needs to be bathrooms. They need to remodel the ones at Ambrose and put in new ones at Lynbrook. And it's hard to explain to them that, you know, Lynbrook's in a neighborhood. I mean, there are people who live on both sides of it. Mm-hmm. And just exactly whose fence are you putting a toilet up against, you know? But I understand their thought process that they want, you know, that they, you know, if I'm at the park and I've got my kids, I don't want to have to go home to, you know, take them to the bathroom. However, they're going home to the bathroom because we ain't got one. And they're talking about it as an expense that they might like to see how to finance. And they've never done a bathroom. They've done planting things, and they've done playground things. Those are not structural things with permits and all the legal limits that are required. So it was interesting to listen to them, but when they present the report, I hope that they understand that there's a ton of money to, I mean, they have things like putting drinking fountains in parks, perfect, okay? You know, putting lights in parks, perfect. I mean, some things make sense, even if you do have to spend a good deal of money, because they have a return on their investment. But a bathroom, as you know, Director Lucas Garcia said, they're worse than a pool. I mean, that's a bucket that you throw money in every hour. And at least with lights, if you have lights in a park, you can do nighttime activities and generate more income. But they did think about, you know, a wide variety. It was amazing to watch these maps, all these things they were putting, all these stickers all over these maps and stuff. They really were thinking about how to make it their local park. But we also have to make it where it's for everyone. And that park at Lynbrook is a great park, but it is surrounded by housing. And so, you know, one of the questions that came up was, well, where can we put a parking lot? And I didn't laugh out loud, but it's like, didn't you just hear the part about their houses on both sides? Mm-hmm. Only way to put a parking lot in is to buy a whole lot of houses. And so they didn't understand some of those things. But they did not shut them off. The people who ran it did a good job. But I will tell you, there's pie in the sky coming. So.
Yeah.
Madam Chair.
This is Director Garcia can also help me with this one. We have had a couple of meetings already of the foundation, and so we're trying to get more people signed up as members of the foundation. We are reviewing our paperwork on that and hoping to get some guidance from some legal counsel on how to move forward and get a bank account so we can start fundraising for the district. So General Manager's helping us, and we're trying to get more help. But I just wanted to give you a report that we are working. We have about five people who attended the last meeting, including Randy, who represents one of the staff members of the district, and of course me and Director Garcia. I was here on Saturday, and we were doing the cleanup, but guess what? There were about 300 people inside the center having a Zumbathon.
Oh, no.
It was awesome. One of the
instructors was my instructor from Big C, and she brought in like a group of instructors. So it was nonstop Zumba for like 2 hours. And it was just awesome. I took pictures and all that. And they and I said, come back. And they said, yes, we will. So I just wanted to let you know that we, especially with our very beautiful multipurpose room right now, we're getting a lot of traction. And so you should be happy.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna put some pictures and send it over to our Facebook.
Anybody else?
I wanted to share with you too that actually there were two supposedly surprise certificates that were to be given to Doug Long from Tom's Education Champions, but somehow he said he saw it and your name was misspelled, and so he didn't call you. And then Steve was going to get something for the Boy Scouts. But then he didn't see Steve, so he thought he wasn't there, so he didn't call Steve. So we are going to have a smaller breakfast where we're going to invite you to get your certificates.
Just the four of us, right?
No. Actually, there were several people who were not called to, and they were there.
Oh, well, they don't care about that.
Yeah. So we are having a smaller breakfast. I think that's going to happen sometime soon. I think it'll just be like a Denny's or something.
Just as long as Tom's picking up the bill for this one.
Oh, yeah. We're picking up the bill. No worries. We wanted you to be recognized, and we were upset that you were not able to get your certificates.
Quite all right.
That's really cool. Everybody have their say? Thank you again for all your work on the district. Mary Jean, you too, and Debbie, and staff.
Thank you.
And our parks are really looking good. This rain has been wonderful. And I don't really have anything else to add except for on the Easter egg hunt, I know we'll attend, but are we part of the opening ceremonies or anything, do you know? Do we need to be there?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay.
It's not.
Okay.
She'll be in touch with you. Lori will be in touch with you.
Does she need any help?
Okay.
Just smile and shake hands a lot.
Got it. Do the wave.
I think they're good.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Madam Chair,
yes.
The only thing I would bring up is next month we Director Lopez Garcia and I will have come back from the CDRS conference, and so we'd like to be able to have a pigeonhole that we may need to bring something back to the board that we've learned or want to do or whatever. So.
Okay, so put you on the agenda?
Please.
Okay. CDRS report. That's cool. Well, enjoy.
Thank you.
As somebody says, go and learn things or something.
Yes.
An NCIS dude says that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Do I have a motion?
I will be adjourned.
Ah!
I second that.
Okay.
God, she's bad.
Yes. So thank you.
Were you waiting for me at one point?
Yeah.
Where's me?
I have official. No, they're not. You got an answer.
Yeah, that was a little fun.